something of an apparition, and it's some sort of light effect from the skylights, but no one's been able to explain how it happens. But we only noticed it a week ago when we started to move in. The floor gets illuminated with star shapes that are very, very, very similar to the stars that were painted by a very important artist who passed away last year, who didn't get to see the completed building. And the general feeling is that it's her blessing on the new space. And we have people now, it's becoming a bit of a site of pilgrimage. People are turning up at 11:30 every day to witness this thing. And everyone who's seen it has no doubt that it's her.
So, Will, just to be clear, these skylights are actually round.
Yeah. I mean, I think we didn't get any pamphlet as a warning: installation of round skylights may result in strange, mysterious apparitions resembling uncannily the work of important deceased artists. So there's no writer like that on the pamphlet. So maybe it's part of their function to do this, but it wasn't advertised.
Has it happened every day since the skylights have been in?
Well, I was the first to notice it when I came back from holidays, but presumably it was happening before that. We just don't know how long it'll continue to happen. Assuming that it is a light effect connected to the skylights, perhaps it'll change or disappear when the sun's track alters. We don't really know. It's sort of day-by-day proposition. We're pretty sure what's happening, and we're really happy to receive her blessing. And it's a beautiful thing. We had the school come down. The whole school population came down, and literally there's an influx of people at 11:30 to witness this miracle. I just see it as just another good lineup of things that happen. If everyone's doing the right thing all at the right time, the right things happen, and that's one of the principles the Art Centre sort of runs on.
We've come in the next day. It's around 11:30, and sure enough, there are four stars on the floor of this new wing of the Art Centre.
Hi. My name is Multara Monongor. I'm a TO from Kartala homeland. We are just looking at these amazing stars on the floor.
Who do you think's behind it?
My auntie. I can't mention her name, but she is a famous artist who did a painting on stars. And what she did, she talks a lot about her sisters of the bark painting that she did. It's amazing how she was, when she was still here with us, and her painting talks about the stars. When I'm looking at the stars standing on the floor in the museum, I can feel the presence of her in this very room that where we are standing now, because this is where she used to work. And I'm sure her spirit is still amongst with Yolngu people, Ngāpaki people, so that we can feel the presence of her in this room.
Tell me about the Yolngu understanding of stars.
It's our culture, also a scientific knowledge that was passed in from our generation. And that's how my auntie got the knowledge from, when she did the bark painting of the stars. And the knowledge of the constellation was there are seven sisters. The same story also talks a lot about the canoe paddling with all the loads of bush food to the land. All the Yolngu stories were all up in the skies, not only up in the skies, but also in the environment, on the earth, on the land.